Disease is sort of a minor threat to biodiversity overall, but for certain groups, disease is extremely important. And one example that's particularly relevant to the tropics is the fungal disease that is decimating frog populations. This is produced by, this disease is caused by a chytrid fungus, the life cycle of which is shown on the left there. Basically, frogs in climbing around cool, wet environments pick up the spores, or the spores can actually swim with a flagellum toward the frogs. They burrow into the skin and develop their fungal body, the thallus, that basically digests the frog's skin. And eventually that fungus will kill the frog and then release its spores, and the whole cycle repeats. This so-called chytridiomycosis is the disease that's caused by the chytrid fungus, and it's decimated amphibians globally. But as we can see from the two graphs here, chytrid fungus, while really important, especially in cloud forest areas and frogs in sort of cooler elevations, cooler climates, cool, wet climates is where this fungus reaches its highest abundance, that frogs are increasingly more threatened by climate change. So the graph on the left, graph A, shows the primary causes of threats to frogs between 1980 and 2004, with red representing disease. And along the x-axis, you can see the different threat categories: extinct, extinct in the wild, critically endangered, endangered, vulnerable, near threatened, etc. And you can see that frogs that were placed into a higher category in any given year, that the reason they were placed in that category was because of disease, primarily the red part. Whereas in the second graph, B, this is the period from 2004 to 2022. And you can see here that the number of species that were moved into a higher threat category in those years, that the red bars are substantially smaller, and you're seeing much more effect of the purple color there, the climate change effects. Now, I do want to point out that habitat loss and degradation still remains a very important threat to amphibians around the world. But chytrid fungus is a very real threat, which scientists are working hard to figure out how to make frogs more resistant to the disease, potentially treat the disease or inoculate them against the disease, and deal with its impact in some tropical communities.